Our pregame coverage continues from Purdue Stadium. Now joined by Shorebirds left-handed pitcher Zach Lampton. And Zach, thank you for a few minutes. And it's been a really good run for you here at the Shorebirds, really dominating almost every one of your relief outings. So how are you feeling each and every time you take the mound?
I'm feeling good, you know, kind of just trying to keep my head down and work hard each and every day. Just kind of stack the days as they come and, you know, have a good perspective on everything. That, you know, as soon as I go out there, I just try to clear my head and have that same headspace each and every time.
What's life been like at this level of baseball? Because you joined the Orioles organization about a couple months ago. This has been a little over a month's time here at the Shorebirds, but you've played at three different levels already. So what's maybe life in the affiliated ranks been for you so far?
It's a lot different for sure, but it's the same game. You know, I kind of just try to stick to my roots and do what I know how to do best. And, you know, like I said, keep my head down and work hard each day.
Now, you previously pitched Independence Bowl out in Missoula. And to get this chance out here, what was it like when you finally got the opportunity to pitch here in the affiliated ranks with the Orioles?
You know, it was a dream come true, for sure. You know, I worked my whole life for that, and going out there was kind of a step in the right direction for me. I didn't know exactly what was going to come from that, of course, but like I said, it's just kind of day in and day out, just focus on what you can control and, you know, give it your all.
It seems like baseball's taken you on quite the journey because you pitched at Florida International in Miami. You go out west to Montana and Missoula to pitch Independent Bowl, and now you're here back on the East Coast with the Shorebirds. So it feels like it's kind of pulled you in every which direction here.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. And, you know, talking about it with my dad and stuff like that, like, it's just the same game, and that's what it kind of brings me back to. It's different playing in all different stadiums and stuff, but it's just some, you know, everyone gets used to. And each and every day, like, it's just something that, like I said, everyone gets used to, so...
What's maybe one thing you've learned or learned from the coaches or the information you've gotten here at the Shorebirds since you joined the club here about a month ago or so?
Oh, it's great. That's the development side of it is great. You know, being able to talk with Bailey, our pitching coach, and having like that relationship with him in order to, you know, get to where I want to go. Ultimately, there's always something to work on. So
it feels like there's a lot of technology available for you guys. I know Ben Castiglia, the tech coordinator, always has a lot of stuff too. So what's it like kind of taking in all that information, just kind of learning from those numbers maybe you have in every outing?
It definitely is a lot, for sure, because I'd like to say that, like, I'm like an old school player. Technology and the game and everything like that is kind of new to me, so Ben's been breaking it down pretty good and giving me all the information that I need to know going out there for the next outing.
Now, we talked a little bit before we went on air here, but you had a coaching change while you were at Florida National. You were there for quite some time. What was it like kind of going through a coaching change like that?
You know, like, I get two different looks at everything. It was also kind of being younger, going into college. It was a lot different than, you know, the veteran side of the thing. So I did get to learn a lot about that. And it's kind of just taken everything that, you know, I liked about each part of, you know, coaching that they had for me and kind of piling it all together.
You know, one thing that's interesting now in this day and age, especially in college athletics, is the transfer portal, guys moving all the time. And typically when you do see a coaching change, you typically see guys go to different places. So what was it like for you deciding to stay at FIU and continue your career there?
He brought a lot of new players in. Just, it was every day, just got to win your spot, you know, do what you can do, and because nothing's given at that point. So it's just, you got to win your spot each time you go on the field.
Now, you're part of a Shorebirds team that's pretty young, but you're one of the older guys on the team. So what's like maybe being a mentor kind of player for some of these younger players in the clubhouse here?
Yeah, you know, if they come up to me and ask me for a tip or two, you know, it's always good to be able to kind of give my perspective on things and then ask for theirs as well, because I like to learn everything that I can as well from, you know, different pitchers and all different aspects of the game.
And then to finish up here, we've got about 2 months left in the season. What's maybe something you're trying to work on as, or a goal for yourself as we come down the stretch here?
I'd just say just stick to what I can do and, you know, take that same mentality each and every time that I go out on the field, for sure.
Also, finally, who's the best golfer on the team?
Herbert, for sure. Andrew Herbert.
Good answer. But Lampton, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You bet. Zach Lampton, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.